This week we read Parsha Zohar. It's a very interesting mitzvah. Amalek attacked Klal Yisrael 3,500 years ago. And Paul success. The mitzvah as a deraisa today to remember what Amalek did. And more than that, Pasuk in the end of Beshalach says, Kiluchomol Hashem ba'amolek midor dor. There's Kiyad al Kesko. And Rashi says, Nishba Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu took a shvua. Yodah shal kodesh baruch hu hormer li shava bekisa. V'lostom milchama v'eva b'amolek olamis. Forever and ever. Midor dor. Uncle says, Midora almo. Forever, l'olam. Forever and ever. Now the question is too, who's Amalek today? Who's Amalek today? We don't know who Amalek is. And why the fact that there's a great-grandfather all the way back to Amalek, and he has a great-grandson 3,500 years later walking down the street, do I have to try to kill him? So Reb Chaim said, there are two dinim in Amalek. One din in Amalek is the physical descendants of Amalek. The second din in Amalek is any nation who adopts the philosophy of Amalek. What's the philosophy of Amalek? Pasuk in Tehillim says, "Luchu v'nachidei migoy." Let us eliminate them as a nation. Lo yizoch Hashem Yisrael od. The name of Klal Yisrael shouldn't be mentioned anymore. To blot out the name of Klal Yisrael, to destroy Israel. And we say in the Haggadah, Elisha b'chol dor v'dor, ongdom aleinu l'chalosei. In every generation, someone's going to stand up, decide he wants to get rid of Klal Yisrael. Bismano was Adolf Hitler. After that was Joseph Stalin. After that, it's this one. Then it was Arafat. Today, it's the people in Iran or all sorts of people all over the world. And it's a very interesting phenomenon that no matter what, throughout history, there is always someone who stands up, Shebechol Dor V'Dor, Ongdim Aleinu L'Chalosei. Whether we like it or not, we represent an ideal to the world. The ideal we represent to the world is that we're a mamleches kohanim v'goy kodesh. There's such a thing as spirituality and spiritual values. That the goal of this world, it's something beyond this world. The human being is not just an animal. The attractive idea behind evolution, how could such an idiotic, stupid idea take over the world? One reason, it's a very attractive idea. Human being is nothing but an animal. That means there's no responsibility. You have no achrayus to anything. I'm just an animal. More intelligent animal, highly developed animal, very powerful animal. At the end of the day, I'm just an animal. And it's very, very interesting. If you take a look, who are the leaders of all the animal rights movements? If you take a look, two groups of people. One, vicious anti-Semites. One of the leading Zionists in the celebrity world and the entertainment world. Why? their whole approach to life is a human being as an animal. So they feel a very close kinship with animals. There's no difference between us. We're a little more sophisticated, a little more powerful, but they're animals. And we represent a different idea. We're not animals. We have a neshama. Zoch reitzah shalcho asa molek baderech b'tzeischem in Mitzrayim. Now, you take a look at any map of the ancient world. I don't know if you've ever seen it. You'll find out Amalek came from afar. They were not threatened by Klal Yisrael. So why did he have to come from afar, not threatened by Klal Yisrael? Because he was threatened by Klal Yisrael. The idea that Klal Yisrael was representing was a dangerous idea. Zoch reis hashol salom holech, baderech, you're on the derech, betzeischem in Mitzrayim. Shekorcho baderech. Okay. So Rashi has a number of different lashonos here. Means Arias. And he wanted to do something else, says Rashi. The whole world was terrified. What do we say? Shomu amim yigzom, pil ochaz yoshev poloshes. After what Klal Yisrael did to Mitzrayim, which was the most powerful nation in the ancient world, everyone was afraid. No one wanted to go near and touch them. Comes along, Amalek said, nothing to be afraid of. That awe and fear around Klal Yisrael was destroyed. But why was it destroyed? Vayazanei v'chokol anechsholim acharecha. You took all the weak people. V'yata oye v'yogeya v'lo yore elokim. So Rashi says that Amalek had no Yerushamayim. Amalek was out to show Klal Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim represents an idea. What's the idea they represent? Rabbi Mishlam, that he runs the world. There's Din V'cheshbin. It's a dangerous idea. There's Rabbi Mishlam running the world with Din V'cheshbin. Okay. There's another Mahalach. The other Mahalach in understanding Klal Yisrael was Lo Yorei Elokim. Where does that come from? Rashi says in Parshas B'Shalach, Shirofu Atzma V'Divrei Torah. Kol Zman that Klal Yisrael projects in a true sense who they are. We represent our Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world. Then, V'Ro Kol Amei Oretz Kishem Hashem Nikro Lecho V'Yoru Mimeko. Be afraid. You project that image. But once Klal Yisrael began to weaken in that, that gave Amalek an ability to move in. The same Parshas B'Shalach, Vayova Amalek, but you refeed him, says Rashi, Shirofu Atzma Divrei Torah. So there will always be a group of people whose goal it is to view the human being as an animal and to see Klal Yisrael as a threat to that. We represent a whole different approach to the human being. Now, in the Haftorah, when Shmuel tells Shaul, Vayomer Shmuel or Shaul, go destroy Amalek and eliminate them entirely. What's the reason that Amalek has to be so totally destroyed? Me'ish v'ad isha ol ha'donek. And Shaul argued with Shmuel Hanavi and says, if the men did it, the women, and if the women, what about the little infants? Why so cruel? What's the reason? And the reason is a medrash. Interesting medrash. When time came for the marble to destroy the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want any remnant of pre-marble world to remain. And even a plow from pre-marble world had to be eliminated. Why? Many people are fascinated by evil. And evil is a culture. And unless you uproot that culture totally, it has the seeds to regrow and regenerate itself. From time to time, there are different auctions with different memorabilia from Hitler Yimachshimo. Are auctioned off, and they go for this, that, Hitler's automobile, his this, who knows what. Why? People are fascinated by evil. People are attracted by it. And unless the whole culture is uprooted totally and completely, there's a danger that it'll regenerate itself. And Shaul didn't like it. It's cruel. V'yach Shaul v'samolek. V'yitfos es Agag melech Amolek chai. And he destroyed Amolek, but he left the king of Amolek alive. Listen, Shaul was a nechbal akelim, was a tzaddik. He was an onof. Agag was a powerful king of a powerful nation. He treated him with respect. Didn't kill him. Vayachmol Shaul v'ho'om al Agag. And that felt sorry for him. He lost his entire nation. He lost everything. They had pitied him. And the best of the Tzon and the Bokor and everything. And they didn't want to destroy it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Shaul, Nichamti, I changed my mind. Shaul cannot be a king anymore. And Shaul came and told Shmuel Hanavi, Hakimos is Var Hashem. I fulfilled the mission you gave me. Vayomer Shmuel, Uma kol hatzon, I hear this tzon and boker out there. What's that noise? So, we're going to bring it as a carbon. Manzvoach Hashem Elokecho. Vayomer Shmuel Shaul. He told him some very powerful words. Very powerful. Hachefetz Hashem. He says, first of all, Emkot nato beinecho. You have to understand, if you think you're a small person and you're confronting a powerful man, no. You as the king, you represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no anivus when you represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember who it is you represent. And if that's true about Shmuel telling it to Shaul, it's true about every Jew who represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No room for anivus. Remember, 50 years ago, when Golda Meir was the prime minister here, she had an audience with the Pope. She was the prime minister of Israel. She thought she represented the Jewish people. So she, going into the audience of the Pope, she turned to this other major cardinal who's taking her in. Just think, the daughter of a carpenter is meeting the Pope. At that point, in my mind, I thought of this posuk. What? You represent HaKadosh Baruch? You represent the Jewish people, the Mamlechas Kohanim v'Goy Kadosh? And you're impressed by the leader of the biggest Avodah Zarah in the world? You don't know who you are. That's the problem in this country. You want to represent the Jewish people, you're representing Mamlechas Kohanim v'Koy Kodosh. Whether you like it or not, you represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And don't be so impressed. This country is a very, very sick country with who they are and what they represent. Right now we're in a lockdown. You can't come in, you can't go out. No foreign citizen allowed in, and no foreign citizen is allowed out. Foreign citizen allowed out. But Israel had a very deep identity issue. They love to be the center of all international gatherings. There's a major international wrestling match of the international, I don't know what it's called, whatever is the World Cup in soccer, whatever is the World Series in baseball, the Super Bowl in American football, there's something in wrestling. So 600 wrestlers and their families coming into the country. Normal, and no one else can come in. They get a little confused in this country, who they are, what they are, what they represent. So, you represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no room for Anifas. And then he told him something very damning. He said, HaChefetz Hashem Be'olos Hesvachim Kishma'a B'kol Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about a carbon? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care about a carbon. That's not what it concerns HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaChefetz Hashem Be'olos Hesvachim Kishma'a B'kol Hashem. Hello, Shema. He says, listening to HaKadosh Baruch is more important than a nice carbon. Lahakshiv, to pay attention, may chelev chitim from the chelev elim, the chelev of the animals. And then he says something even worse. Kichatas kesem meri. Your rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like Avodah Zorah. What's that mean? The Avon Srofim, and it's the Avod, and it's the Aveira of Srofim, we know. Srofim, from Rochel Imenu, it's Avodah Zorah. The Avon Srofim Hafzer. Yan Mo'astas Tvar Hashem. Your Mo'es Tvar Hashem. What is he saying? And why is that so important to us? Shaul approached, it says, the Gemara in Yuma says, he was told to kill all of Amalek. It's not moral. The Torah went against his moral sense. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you have a twisted view. What's right and wrong? Something's right and wrong because the Kodesh Baruch Hu says it's right and the Kodesh Baruch Hu says it's wrong. There's no power in this world, no physical power, there's no moral power to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is subject. Kodesh Baruch Hu creates everything. Kodesh Baruch Hu creates the universe and all the powers in the universe HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. Kodesh Baruch Hu created in every single one of us a sense of morality, right and wrong, created an innate repulsion to murder in every human being. But it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the end. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the moral thing is to kill man, women, and child, infant, no matter what, there's no way of judging that, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything. And that's, what is Avodah Zorah? To think that there are other powers in this world that are parallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing parallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is subject to his absolute control. And a bas kol went up. When Shaul argued with HaKadosh Baruch Hu the night before the battle, of the morality of the whole thing. He says, I'll teach tzaddik harabe. Don't be such a big tzaddik. And the Gemara has a klal called Marachim alach zorim. If you have rachmonis on cruel thing people, so if in the end you'll be cruel to people, you should give rachman to. And when Shaul killed all the kohanim of Nov, Bas kol on the altir shabe. Don't be such a big rush. Because once you leave morality up to my feelings of good and bad and all the twisted and stupidities in the world. So there's no control. There's no control. And since there's no control, you do whatever you want. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us an absolute system of rules. What is right is what Kadosh Baruch Hu says right. What is wrong is what Kadosh Baruch Hu says is wrong. And in the end, you can spare a vicious murderer like Agag and kill a Kohen of Noah. And so what did Shaul do? Vayomer Shmuel, Hagish Elai es Agag Melech Amalek. Give me Agag, the king of Amalek. Vayelech Elav Agag Me'adonos. Vayomer Agag, Agag says, Ochein Sarma Amalek. Vayomer Shmuel, Kasher Shiklo Noshim Charbelcho. You are a murderer. How many women lost their children to you? So your mother will now lose you as a son. And he took his sword and he beheaded him on the spot. Now, there's a lot of lessons here. A lot of important lessons. Agag was the head of a murderous nation. They represented the whole philosophy of Amalek. Charba Chatichya. And Kadosh Baruch Hu said their philosophy is the absolute opposite of the philosophy of Klal Yisrael. Esav, Yaakov, Amalek, Klal Yisrael. And how to deal with that? You only know from the Torah. Torah says, evil has to be uprooted. Not only because of Goyim, it's a halacha of Irini Dachas. You have a city in Klal Yisrael that dedicates himself to uprooting any mitzvah in the Torah. Certainly the Avodah Zarah. You kill men, women, and children. So, evil has to be uprooted. And that is story of, that's the story of the marble. And that's why everything had to be eliminated after the marble. You couldn't find a plow from pre-marble history. They want to know why there's no archaeological evidence. Very simple. Archaeological evidence. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want the people of that, the next generation, a few generations to remember. Maybe there's some archaeological evidence somewhere else, but we're beyond that period of history. I feel clay machresha. Fayikom es kol ayikom. Evil has its power and it'll regenerate itself. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, in order to protect the world, uproot Amalek completely. And what may seem to you, in your limited view, as Achzorius is the Rachmanis to the world. So Shaul kept Agag alive that night. So what happened that night? That night, Agag was with a woman. She became pregnant. And we say that in the Piyut, after reading the Megillah, she had a descendant. Many years later, who was her descendant? Haman Ha'agogi. That Rachmanis, ki bechem la Shaul, the Rachmanis of Shaul nolad oyev, we say. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, eliminate him. No, I have to be nice to him. I have to feel sorry for him. His whole nation went. No. Your Rachmanis produces a homon. Kadosh Baruch Hu, with his infinite wisdom, understands how to run the world. And morality is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it is. And we have only a very narrow, limited view. This summer, the liberals in America who understand morality, their infinite stupidity, I mean, stupidity beyond stupidity. Get rid of all the police. Get rid of the police. It all began in Minneapolis. Okay. Yesterday, guess what happened in Minneapolis? Crime has gone so crazy, they have to get extra funding in the police. No. They see about as far as back of their nose, not in front of their nose. When you want to make morality the way you think it should be, you destroy the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu set up a system. We may not understand every twist and turn of it, and we try to understand it, try to get a deep understanding of it. But the people who try to improve on Kadosh Baruch Hu, they destroy the world. The lessons of Amalek is something Abiyas Hagoa we have to remember. Because we represent to the world, whether we like it or not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since we represent to the world HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the people who feel that that message is dangerous to their philosophy will always try to oppose us. I don't think anyone in this room ever heard of a wild maniac by the name of Idi Amin. Okay. You heard about him, Rabbi? Okay. Some of you may. Story of Entebbe. The man, besides everything else, besides being a wild animal, besides everything else, he was a cannibal. He had it when he would... No, the man was a total wild animal cannibal. If he had enemies, he would, after he killed them, he would make sure that he ate them up. Literally. Pshuto kamashmo. So, what was his hatred of... What was his hatred of Klal Yisrael from? Sitting in the middle of Africa, this wild animal. But a wild animal can't tolerate an idea that's something beyond your animal existence. No. It's a dangerous idea. We represent a very dangerous idea to the world. But that's who we are. That's what it means to be a Malach Kohen of a good Kodesh. And since we represent that, we take the achrayus of representing it. Have to remember wherever you go, you represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu.